Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. This is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas, and we are sure glad that you're listening to 9:20 a.m. KBAD this morning, the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. I thought I'd start off with a little humor this morning. I found this one this week, and I thought it was really cute. It says, one morning, a grandmother was surprised to find that her 7-year-old grandson had made her coffee. Smiling, she choked down the worst cup of her life. When she finished, she found 3 green little army men at the bottom of the cup. Puzzled, she asked, "Honey, what are these army men doing in my coffee?" Her grandson answered, "Like it says on TV, Grandma, the best part of waking up is soldiers in your cup." All right, for those of you that drink Folgers, you'll understand that. Anyway, we are talking about the wisdom that we can find in the Word of God, and especially from the book of Proverbs. It is just so full of good things. And you know, the thing about the Bible is you're either going to reject it because you think it's just the product of men and that God doesn't have anything to do with it, or you're going to search it out and you're going to find that it's way more than men could have done by themselves. That the wisdom and the plans and purposes in it are from beyond this world. They could have only come from a God who loves us and cares for us. And so we've been talking about friendship, wisdom regarding friendship from the book of Proverbs. And last week we talked about how valuable it is to have friends. You know, everybody needs friends, at least one true friend. But it's such a blessing to have friends as a source of comfort. Friends that you can count on in times where things are good and times where things are not so good. And sometimes our good friends are even closer to us than our own relatives when it comes to some of those things. Not often, but it can. And also, friends are valuable when they themselves are a source of good wisdom or good counsel that they can share with us to help us to get through times. And so we talked about that last week, the value of friends. And then we talked a little bit about the choice of friends that we want. We want friends that are going to influence us for the good. You want a friend who's wise and that can help you to make right decisions. And so we talked about the kind of friends that you really don't want to have. And those would be things like friends that gossip, friends that are short-tempered, those who are given to drunkenness and gluttony, those who lie, those who are untrustworthy, those who are inconsiderate, and those who are given to violence and destruction and just making a mess of things. Those are not the kind of friends that you want to be your close friends. You want friends who display wisdom themselves, and they will, again, help you to make right and good decisions in your life. We want to make sure that when we find friends like that, friends that are true blue and that we can count on and we know tell the truth and are given to good wisdom and decisions, we want to hold on to those kind of friends. But getting a friend and maintaining a friend sometimes can be a little bit different scenario. And so Let's talk about things that we can do to maintain friendships, things that we can do to maintain friendships. And first of all, let's talk about some things that disrupt friendships, things that once you get a friend, you want to make sure that your friendship isn't disrupted from them. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 9. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 9. This first verse we're going to read over this morning says, "He who covers over an offense promotes love. He who covers over an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." You know, even with your friends, there's going to be times where you don't always do the right thing. You're going to offend each other, hurt each other's feelings, say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. And when we will choose for the sake of our friendship to bear with our friend and to cover over an offense instead of getting all bent out of shape about it, that's going to promote love, okay? When we'll be willing to share our feelings and do our best to cover over and bear with an offense rather than just blowing up about it, okay? And especially in situations like that, you don't want to repeat those matters to your other friend. That's kind of like gossiping, okay? So we don't want to do that. We want to be people who bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances we have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity, Colossians chapter 3 tells us. And so let's cover over offenses and not repeat everything that happens within our individual friendships. All right, here's something else, Proverbs 17 and verse 14. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 14. "Starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out." Wow. You know, you think about what might happen if Hoover Dam started cracking and breaking. We'd be in big trouble. Okay. So this verse tells us that starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. You don't know what kind of flood it's going to cause or ensue or the damage that could come from a quarrel. And so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. You know, maintaining friendships means staying out of senseless arguments and disputes. Don't get into those, "I'm right, you're wrong, this is it, you don't know what you're talking about." Don't insist that you're right if you don't know. And don't insist that the other person is wrong, even if you know they're wrong. Be willing to say, "Hey, let's just drop this. Let's wait until we can find out exactly what the right answer is instead of just pretending like we both know." Don't get into senseless arguments. Those things just can ruin a friendship instead of helping it. Here's another one, Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 17. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 17. This is an interesting verse. It says, "Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you and he will hate you." Wow, you know, there's a lesson there about friendships. Yes, we like friendships, but too much and it can get overbearing and even to the point where they don't even want you in their home anymore. And so this is some good wisdom. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Don't invite yourself over all the time. And when you are invited, don't see how long you can stay. Stay a reasonable, appropriate amount of time and then graciously say goodbye or goodnight or whatever needs to be done. You know, a lot of times a host or a hostess, they're not going to tell you to leave because they're done. You need to make sure that you don't stay too long and that you're not inviting yourself over too much. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, too much of you, and he will hate you. Don't overstay your welcome. And here's one more in Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 17. Proverbs 26, 17. "Like one who seizes a dog by the ears is a passerby who meddles in a quarrel not his own." Don't get involved in things that you don't need to get involved in. Don't try to find out what's going on in every other friendship in the person's life. Don't meddle in affairs that are not your own. And boy, you know, think about that. Grabbing a dog by its ears, you're in a great place to get bit. Okay? So don't disrupt your friendships by meddling in affairs that are not your own. Okay? A lot of times we need to just take a back seat and a background kind of a role in friendships instead of being always trying to be in the front. Sometimes it's good just to be in the background. And that's the first song we want to listen to this morning. This is a song called Background by Lecrae.
I could play the background. I could play the background. Cause I know sometimes I get in the way. So won't you take the lead, 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 lead. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background, the background. And you could take the it's evident you run the show, so let me back down. You take the leading role, and I play the background. I know I miss my cues, know I forget my lines. I'm sticking to your script, and I'm reading all your signs. I don't need my name in lights, I don't need a star on the road. And why gain the whole wide world if I'm just gonna lose my soul? And my ways ain't purified, I don't live according to your word. I can't endure this life without your wisdom being heard. So word to every dancer for a pop star. Cause we all play the background, but mine's a rock star. Yeah, so if you need me, I'll be stage right. Praying the whole world will start embracing stage fright. So let me fall back and stop giving my suggestions. Cause when I follow my obsessions, I end up confessing that I'm not that impressive. Matter of fact, I'm who I are. A trail of stardust leading to the superstar. Yeah, I could play the background. I could play the background. Cause I know sometimes I get in the way. So won't you take the lead? Was captain of my soul, I was master of my fate, lost control and then I sank. So I don't wanna take the lead, cause I'm prone to make mistakes. All these folks who follow me gon' end up in the wrong place. So just let me shadow you and just let me trace your lines. Matter of fact, just take my pen, here you create my rhymes. Cause if I do this by myself, I'm scared that I succeed and no longer trust in you, cause I only trust in me. And see, that's how you end up headed to destruction. Paving the road to nowhere, pour your life out for nothing. You pull my card, I'm bluffing. You know what's in my hand. Me, I just roll and trust you. You cause the dice to land. I'm in control of nothing. Follow you at any cost. And some call it sovereign will. All I know is you the boss. And man, I'm so at ease. I'm so content. I play the background like it's an instrument. I could play the background. I could play the background. Cause I know sometimes I get in the way. So won't you take the lead, 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 lead. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background, background.
If you could take the
I know I'm safest when I'm in your will and trust your word. And I know I'm dangerous when I trust myself, my vision blurred. And I ain't got no time to play life's foolish games. Got plenty aims, but do they really glorify your name? And it's a shame the way I wanna do these things for you, yeah. Don't even cling to you, take time to sit and glean from you. And it seems that you are patient in my ignorance. If ignorance is bliss, it's cause she never heard of this. I could play the background. I could play the background. Cause I know sometimes I get in the way. So won't you take the lead, 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 lead. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background, the background.
If you could take the
I could play the background.
right, we're back this morning and we're talking about maintaining friendships this morning. And we've talked about things which can disrupt friendships. So let's continue there. In Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 18, Proverbs 26, 18, it says, "Like a madman shooting firebrands or deadly arrows is a man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking." Okay, watch the bad jokes, watch the pranks, and, you know, just because you think it's funny, be very careful about some of those things. And then if they don't go over like you thought they were going to go over, don't say, "Oh, I was only kidding, I was only joking, and, you know, what are you all upset about?" Don't do things that are really going to hurt people or offend people. That's not the best way to keep a friendship. Do those things which make for peace, not break it apart. All right, here's another one in Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 20. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 20. Just again, remember this. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. Gossip can just absolutely destroy friendship. We've talked about that. We've mentioned it already. But just to remind you again, don't be a gossip. Whether you're doing it or somebody's doing it to you, take the wood out of the fire so it can go out. Here's another one in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 14. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 14. It says, "If a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse." Okay, so, you know, again, don't be inconsiderate. Don't do things that are going to cause strife or dissension, but do things that are going to make for peace. And, you know, even if you loudly bless your neighbor, okay, this is kind of a way of flattery, okay? But flattery at the wrong time is no good. Flattery from an insincere heart anytime is not good. It's good to compliment people. It's good to recognize the good things in people, but don't engage in insincere flattery where you're just trying to butter somebody up for your own reasons. Good friends don't do that. Good friends tell the truth. They're going to be honest in their opinions. They're going to share things even if it might hurt sometimes. A good friend is someone that you can trust. That's not going to engage in insincere flattery or at the same time doing it at the wrong time. And so if a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. So just let your yes be yes and your no be no, and compliment people where it's right and good. All right, in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 19, you know, sometimes when these things happen and friendships get on the rocks, it can be difficult. Proverbs 18, 19 says, "An offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city, and disputes are like the barred gates of a citadel." Wow, it's tough. You know, when friendships aren't maintained right and they are disrupted, sometimes it's really hard to go forward, but it's the right thing to do with a good friend. And good friends are going to understand sometimes that those things are going to happen. So how can we solve problems with our friends if they arise? How can we solve problems with our friends if situations do arise? Well, look at chapter 16, Proverbs 16 and verse 7. Proverbs 16 and verse 7 says, "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him." You know, if you want to be in right relationships with other people, you need to be in a right relationship with the Lord. You need to make sure that you're at peace with him and your ways are pleasing to him. And then it's going to be much easier to solve problems with your friends or to not get them into the first place. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 18. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 18 says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel." You know, we want to be people that are patient, we're calm. You know, James talks about be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Okay, this is why a lot of friendships get on the rocks. But if we will make sure that we're patient, we're slow to anger, we're willing to listen, then we can solve a lot of problems if they arise. Here's another one in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 13. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame." You know, we need to be people that listen before we respond. We need to be people that don't interrupt, that we're not rude, that we're willing to listen fully before we answer, and that we're not just the first thing that comes off our tongues, but we think about our responses. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. So listen as you're trying to solve problems. And frankly, listening that way and not being rude and interrupting, that's going to go a long way to make sure there isn't any problems with our friends. Right along with that, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. This is one of my favorite proverbs. Proverbs 15, 1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. You know, it's all right to be passionate and it's all right to get stirred up about things, but don't let it turn harsh. Don't let it turn angry. A gentle answer turns away wrath. And so avoid the quarreling, avoid the bitterness and the bickering and the fighting, but be patient with each other and remember that a gentle answer turns away wrath. Here's another one. Here's another one in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. And so we need to be quick to love. We need to be quick to treat the other person like we want to be treated. The golden rule. And so, you know, there are so many other proverbs that we can go to, but these are a few this morning about maintaining friendships and solving problems with our friends if they arise. And you know, if we will just apply this wisdom, it doesn't do any good to just know these things and not put them into practice. These are the things that we need to practice. You know, we don't have to just depend on trial and error to learn how to win friends and influence people. We have God's word to be our guide. And God's word shows us and tells us what's best for us. And, you know, one of the things that we need to be reminded of is that God truly loves us. God wants us to be his friends. If you turn to John chapter 15, we're going to leave Proverbs now, but in John chapter 15 and verse 13, John 15 and verse 13, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends." You know, having the Lord Jesus Christ as our friend, someone that was willing to lay down his life for us, that's about the most awesome, wonderful thing that you can have. And so I want to encourage you, if Jesus is not your absolute true friend, make sure that you get to know him. Make sure that you get to know him and that you know him as your friend. All right, let's listen to the next song this morning. This is by Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and it's called "I'm Amazed."
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. You paint the and mine. My hope will always stand, for you hold me in your hand. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Whoa. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. How you love me.
Lord, you love me. Oh,
I'm amazed by you.
Lord, I'm amazed every day. So amazed. How you love me, Lord.
All right, we're almost out of time this morning, but I hope you are amazed and you always will be amazed of our Lord and Savior. And if you don't know him, I pray that you'll come to know him as your best friend. You can come and visit us at the church at Las Vegas to find out more about him. We'd love to introduce you. And so Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, you can come join us at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn, 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. We'd love to get to know you. We'd love to share the Word of God with you. We would love to encourage you to continue to know more and more and more about God. You can find out more about us on our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com. That's thechurchatlasvegas.com. Whether you get to know us there or come be with us in person, we sure would like to get to know you better. And again, to share with you all the wonderful love that God has for all of us and the salvation that we can have through Jesus, his son. And that's why we end every broadcast by encouraging you, challenging you, daring you even to keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.